Welcome, listeners, and thank you for finding your way to TV is My Happy Place. Well, we can certainly say Oscars are no longer hashtag Oscars so white. The March 27th event was one of the best I can ever remember seeing, and the diverse representation was evident on many levels. Before I share my favorite moments, let me tell you how important this annual event is to me. I treat it like a holiday, and it's in my top 10 of most important days in a year. There's a special menu and beverage, and the added bonus that I don't have to get dressed up to enjoy it. I think I got my love for the Oscars from my mom, who recently told me when she was in college, she always made sure she was somewhere where a TV was so that she could watch them. So what were the highlights for me? This first one may be a bit surprising, but the altercation between Chris Rock and Will Smith was full of teachable moments. Chris Rock's comment about Jada's hairstyle was an ill-advised joke, especially given her medical condition that led to her current look, which she pulls off really well, by the way. Medical condition aside, his remarks remind us we should all stop talking about people when we aren't showing love and respect with what we say. That being said, Chris taking a step back, taking a deep breath, and not making the situation worse was outstanding. Will's reaction, despite being done out of love and protection, was an example of what can happen when we are in the moment and not thinking. Not thinking about what we are doing, the consequences of our actions, and what we might be teaching others. I have imagined just how off the rails the incident could have been if a gun had been present. I wish Will could have used his intelligence, because he has a lot of it, to just use words to shut down Chris. A stern, profanity-free Chris, show some respect, please don't make comments about my wife, might have worked. Was certainly worth a try. In the weeks since the Oscars aired, I've seen Will apologize and take accountability for his behavior. He's resigned his membership in the Academy, and he's trying to make amends. Those actions are all outstanding. I read that Denzel Washington, Bradley Cooper, and Tyler Perry all went to Will immediately after the incident. I don't know exactly what was said, but I believe they sought to help, not to reprimand, to calm, and not to instigate. It was a loving example of community reaching out to one of its own, and as such, more behavior worth commending. There's more I could say about that blip in an otherwise well-done production, but I want to move on to the other positive highlights. Plus, it was a blip, and there were so many great things that happened on Oscar Night 2022. This was the first Oscars where many people of color influenced every aspect of its production. Will Packer and his team did a phenomenal job, and the result was a welcome return to an Oscar show we could sincerely enjoy while also seeing the progress that's been made. The casually elegant room setup was reminiscent of a dinner club, and people looked like they were having fun. I completely enjoyed the changing set designs and the musical shifts from DJ to live musicians. We saw fabulous fashion. The array of color was appealing. My guess is red was worn the most, followed by various pastels. And I'm very glad no one fell, because I could tell a few dresses were a bit challenging to walk in. All of the musical performances were well done and showcased the range of the nominees for Best Song. I loved Ariana DeBose's shout out to Rita Moreno, recognizing the original Anita for paving the way for others. Ariana's "There's a Place for Us" statement of encouragement for those who feel different and without a place probably saved some lives. Please note, I'm not being dramatic. I firmly believe the right words heard in the right moment can literally save lives. Jessica Chastain added to the positive vibe in the room by reminding us to be compassionate, loving, and kind. Other favorite award recipients were Troy Kotsur for CODA, which is the acronym for Child of Deaf Adult, and Questlove for Summer of Soul. Both men were visibly moved and appreciative of the acknowledgement. Side note, if you haven't seen both CODA and Summer of Soul, please add that to your to-do list. My favorite presenter of the night was Yoon Ya Young. Her exuberance and acceptance speech last year for Best Supporting Actress were among my 2021 highlights, and her presentation this year was equally entertaining. She recounted an instance where she complained about someone publicly mispronouncing her name. Well, now she had a challenging list of nominees' names to read. She felt she was experiencing what her mom used to say, "You reap what you sow." She humbly asked for forgiveness in advance. And as she stood next to Troy as he made his acceptance speech, she looked as happy for him as he was for himself. I sure hope to see her on the Oscars next year. The cast reunions like Rosie, Wesley, and Woody, and Uma, Samuel, and John were fun to see. The In Memoriam is one of my favorite segments of any awards show, and this one did not disappoint. The gospel energy was uplifting, and the clapping hands in a gratitude for the lives lived was a fitting way to conclude that segment. Amy's best moment was when she returned after taking time to get out of the Spider-Man costume. And then she asked if anything had changed or had she missed anything because the vibe in the room was different. She got a fist bump from Tiffany Haddish on that joke, another show of support. I got a kick out of Regina's shtick about the COVID retest she would administer to the attractive single celebrities she had called to the stage. Wanda did not disappoint with her humor either. Her portrayal of Richard Williams took some commitment amidst all the other wardrobe changes she had that evening, and her amusing visit to the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures gave a sneak peek to the exhibits. I think it's a place most movie viewers are going to want to see. All three hosts brought it, and I hope there was no gender gap in their compensation. Earlier, they had joked about being more affordable than a male host. I can't imagine Will Packer would do that if it was in his scope of responsibility to pick the compensation for the hosts. As the show drew to a close and Liza Minnelli and Lady Gaga graced the stage to award Best Picture, it was touching to hear Lady Gaga assure Liza with a, "I've got you," and Liza's response, "I know." And everyone erupted in applause, both audible and silent, when Coda won. They were 3 for 3, and I'm not sure that happens too often. So as I wrap up this episode of TV is My Happy Place, I thank Will Packer, his team, for a most magical evening, and the Academy for hiring them. I loved it. Please join us again for another episode of TV is My Happy Place. New episodes are uploaded every month. Thank you.